Hello.
What an intro.
What an intro. Shout out to Canva, as always, for our incredible amping up music. How are you doing today, Brandon?
Oh, I'm feeling good. It's we're closing in on the end of fiscal year here at Microsoft, which means yes. It's review time and our yearly reviews are coming up. And so it's the time of year we all love to hate, where we have to gather up all our metrics and write down what we did this year.
Yeah. Yes. It can be kind of intimidating, right? It's Connect season. If you're not familiar and you're not a Microsoft employee, it's kind of quarterly review season. So everyone's filling out their Connects, talking about what they did, what they want to be doing. And I tweeted a picture the other day of the Olsen twins holding up Barbie dolls of themselves. And that's very much how I feel as a visual of like writing about my own accomplishments. It feels very awkward to me, almost like writing my own bio in third person. But yeah. People, you know, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's I have a love-hate relationship with it, because it's just a lot of work. You have to go back and remember everything you did and pull all the numbers and metrics. Microsoft's a very data-focused, data-driven company, so you can't just say hosted a show called 8-Bits. They want to see things like viewer count and how many likes did we get. So hopefully everybody out there is watching, liking, subscribing.
Everyone better be viewing and listening right now, okay? If you're listening to this, you better be also viewing it. No, I'm just kidding.
We subscribe love the to the podcast. It's at 8bits.tv. That's right. Yeah. Make sure Chloe and I get all the 5-star reviews so that we get a 5-star review for our performance at Microsoft as well. But
yeah,
that's what's been on my mind this week. How have you been, Chloe?
I've been good. I am wearing a hat. For those who are listening to the podcast, it says, well, first of all, let me describe the whole outfit. I think it's important. It's a very Microsoft-themed episode, as we do work for Microsoft. But my shirt is a lovely shirt that I purchased from the Microsoft employee store. It's called a cold shoulder shirt for when you're kind of hot, but you're also kind of cold, and you don't want fabric on your shoulders. That says Microsoft on it. But also, so very fashionable. Shout out to having very cool women's clothing for Microsoft. But I have this hat. I don't remember who gave me this hat and where it was from, but I believe this was a swag item. Someone got it at a conference and gave it to me. And it's a white hat that just says, I love meeting on it. Not plurals, right. Not meetings, just meeting.
Just one meeting.
And this is sarcasm, Brandon, because I've been in so many meetings lately. I don't know if it's planning for the next cycle or if there's just I've been reading a lot of articles about people having spikes in their amount of meetings during the pandemic and especially during 2020. But I was wearing this because I wanted to bring up this really cool thing that Satya tweeted out. Again, very Microsoft heavy episode. And it's this tweet that says, as we shift to hybrid work, small changes in work habits could make a big difference. Our latest research proves what may have felt back-to-back meetings to challenge our well-being, and short breaks could be a remedy. And it's this really interesting brain research article that Microsoft put out about how it's important to make sure you have breaks between your meetings. And I know this seems so simple and so basic, but I think I needed to hear this. Because when do you have time to do work when you're always in a meeting? And I just thought this was so cool that our CEO tweeted about this, and that there's features now in Teams that can make it such that you can add these buffers at the beginning or the end of your meeting to make sure you have time to hydrate. You've got time to play Animal Crossing if you need a little break, you know, whatever it needs, bathroom right. break, anything that you may need, because we are human beings. Have you found yourself in a lot of meetings lately, Brandon?
Yeah. And well, I just agree so much, because yeah, the meetings get stacked up back to back. And at least back in the days where we'd go into the office, there would be a little bit of buffer time. Like, you wouldn't necessarily schedule a meeting in this conference room, and then as soon as that ends, schedule another one in the next conference room.
No, because you need a snack. You need some cold brew. You need a LaCroix. You need to chat with you need to pet your dog, you know, breaks, right?
Right. So yeah, very, very much support that. And, you know, it's funny. I found most meetings ever since we went fully remote during the pandemic, there's this kind of 5-minute buffer period where if you don't show up until 12:04 for your 12 o'clock meeting, still totally fine.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm a proponent of, why don't we bake that in at the end of the meeting? So every meeting ends 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early. Like, do we really need a full hour?
Right.
Probably not.
People can check out a link to that article at aka.ms/meetings, right? Can you tell me the URL? It has a bunch of research in it and stuff, but like, I totally agree. And it's so funny that you say that, Brandon, because I thought I was a bad person because I was showing up like 3 to 4 minutes late to a meeting, but maybe that was just my brain and my body telling me that I needed a break, you know? Like, so I'm all for, and I've also been very appreciative of coworkers lately who, if we have an extra 8 minutes left, we won't go the full hour if we don't need to. Like, shout out to people who understand that. In fact, I don't love meeting. I need a break. So I've been very good this week about making sure that I say yes to most of the meetings that I can, but also giving myself the space to like marinate on things and like think about the meetings that I go hop to and from. So shout out to Satya for tweeting that. I thought that was really cool to like read coming from my own company. And also now I'm going to make all meetings like 20 minutes. And when people, or if I'm late or anything, I'm going to be like, look, Satya said we need breaks between meetings. Sorry about that, y'all.
The CEO said so.
I'm just following orders, okay? Any other exciting? I saw that I'm pretty sure Builds, the date for Build was announced. I saw Jeff Sandquist tweet that. So super excited for Build coming up.
That's right. Do you know the date? I'm trying to look it up.
Ooh, let's look it up. I want to say it's May 26th and 27th.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, I was right. I'm very excited. I'm going to be doing some fun things in the student zone. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there will be an 8-bits presence at Build. You never know. We will be off for the show that week, but we promise to be giving you some cool content that we'll recap you on the following week. Any other things going on in your world, Brandon?
Oh, no, just trying to focus on this, my yearly self-review and get that out the door. Yes. Hopefully I can finish it this week because things start to get busy really soon.
Oh my goodness. Build coming up. Absolutely. I think I'm going to finish my Connect this week. I should also mention, oh my gosh, Brandon, I am keynoting an Animal Crossing conference this week. I'm so excited. Deserted Island DevOps, if y'all have never heard of it, it is a wonderful, this is their second year doing it. They started it at the start of the Panini. And it is a DevOps conference that is all done on an Animal Crossing island. So I'm very excited for that. There's some really cool, awesome speakers. I'm very excited. I'm giving a talk called People of the World, DevOps Your Life. Yes, it is a Spice Girls reference. And it's all about how I've applied DevOps to my everyday life and embraced DevOps in my life as my way of organizing things. I don't know if you know this, Brandon. I've written a blog post about it, but I do retrospectives with my boyfriend every year. Fun fact, I've applied DevOps in very weird ways in my life. So check out that talk. If you you don't need to have Animal Crossing to join. It's a free conference. And there's some really cool and fun, I think maybe some previous guests are speaking at it. I'll have to check that though, but very excited for that. Should we bring
speaking of guests? Yeah.
I'll let you intro. You intro this time.
Oh, well, I'm so glad she was able to join us on the show today. This guest and I, we go way back. We both used to work at Xamarin before Microsoft acquired us, but it's been fascinating getting to know her even better as we've been chatting before the show and preparing, because she's been in and at Microsoft way longer than any of us. So without further ado, Sweekey, welcome to the show.
Ta-da! Hi! Also, I like that we all unknowingly got the hat memo and we're all just
You know, we love to rock a hat. If you notice, if you've ever tuned in live to our show before, we have this cute, or I guess it's on the podcast logo as well. We've got the hat on Brandon's representation.
That's right.
Of a raccoon here. So it's also great when your hair is not fully brushed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my team knows if I'm wearing a hat, it's because, it's not a good hair day. So,
right. So Swiggy, I have had the pleasure of meeting you and working with you almost every Friday for the last month or so on Hello World. You've been hosting, co-hosting with the lovely April on there. Yes. I only knew you from that until we had you on a guest for the show. So tell the lovely humans at home who you are, what you do at Microsoft.
Sure. So apart from my weekly hosting duties every Friday on Hello World, I work at Microsoft. Like Brandon said, I came in through the Xamarin acquisition. So I do work closely with the Xamarin team. I work on a team called the Mobile Customer Advisory Team. So we kind of just like help a bunch of, you know, customers trying to like figure out their mobile story, how they want to use Azure, how they want to use Xamarin, because Xamarin rocks. And then we'll be having some future, you know, content hopefully coming out about, you know, .NET MAUI. So it's a really cool team. I get to work with really awesome customers. I'll name drop a few cool ones in a bit. But yeah, it's a really cool team. And like you said, I've had a long history with Microsoft. And I guess that's what you both want to hear about.
I mean, we got a little sneak peek the other day when we chatted with you pre-show. But I think you have one of the most Microsofty journeys of the show thus far. What do you think, Brandon?
Oh, for sure. I mean, and we've also had Carmen on, who is
at
Microsoft for 20 plus years, but he didn't start out the same way you did, Speaky. So yeah, let's go way back. So we love learning about how folks get into tech and what their origin story is. So bring us all the way back. How'd you get started?
Oh, man. Well, first off, I have to say, I will check my privilege at the door. I fortunately had very supportive parents who were always like, go do what you want. Want to play puzzles? You want to go into tech? Sure. So I've always had support. But I guess the starting point of my journey would be in, so I am from India. So I grew up in Mumbai, but my first like foray into tech was I went to Dubai to study for my bachelor's in computer science. While I was in school, so this is, I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm dating myself. So this is, I'm talking about 2011, 2012, way back when. Microsoft Student Partners, the program that you know about it now, was in its very budding early stages. And I was fortunate enough to be selected to be a student partner for my university. So that was when my first story started. Although if you ask my parents, they would probably say, oh, she always wanted to join Microsoft. Da, da, da. So that was essentially when I started my journey. So as a student partner, and that was amazing. Like the program now is awesome. But even back then, it was like pretty cool because I got so much exposure. I got to like, you know, hang out in the Microsoft campus in the Gulf. They used to give us training sessions. And back then, it was the era of the Windows Phone. So that's when my love story with the Windows Phone began. I've always liked Microsoft as a company. Even back then, the culture was like awesome. People were always like so open. And even though we were students, they were happy to like hang out with us and, you know, teach us things and help us go back to, you know, our school and teach other folks the things that we learned. So, I sound biased now, sure. It's all been all these years, but it was like super, super fun. And so while we were there, I was also a finalist for Imagine Cup way back when. So the UAE 2012 Magic Cup finalist, my team was on it.
How timely. I am in the process of mentoring the finalists right now. And I got to say, I'm sure I've humble bragged about these Imagine Cup contestants on the show before, but these are some of the smartest kids. Like 100%. They are going to be my boss someday. I am fully convinced. Yeah. Everything future from CEOs. Smart masks to robotics to, oh my goodness, like tags that track cattle. I am amazed by every single student in every project through Imagine.
I love
cow
it.
Tags, right?
Oh yeah.
No, Brandon, cow tags. The cow tag is amazing. The cow tag project is the best. Like Chloe mentioned it, then I checked it out.
Oh,
that simulation
it? Oh, wow.
Of cows is so good.
Team ProTag, shout out to Team ProTag. The finals will be coming up soon, so everybody check out. Imagine
definitely check out. I started there. I know how much of hard work it is. So yeah, I mean, and let me actually share this with you. So it's really fun. So our Imagine Cup journey, right? So this is I can play the video. I'll share the link so these guys can include it in the notes. But this is essentially us talking about our project. So
a very young, Swiggy,
very
on
very
camera.
Young, straight hair.
Looks like 2012.
That's how dated it is. That's a Windows phone in my teammate's hand, and that's our little app over there. So so our app was like a desktop app and a Windows phone companion app. So it was called Cloud Scrubs. It was to help you sort of, you know, keep Cloud Scrubs because it's medical records and medical history, but in the cloud.
I get it.
Always in the cloud. So two of my teammates are actually still in Microsoft right now. We're still friends and we still talk. So, do not discredit the Imagine Cup, you guys. Like, the finalists, they're cool and they make it to places.
Me there's a future, like all of these students I'm mentoring, there's a future speaking there who's going to be at Microsoft, you know. How long have you been at Microsoft today?
So I interned for a bit. I was a student partner for the last year of my university. I interned in Microsoft in Dubai, so Microsoft Gulf. And then, so it's been what, Brandon? It's like you were just talking the other day. So it's been 5 years since our acquisition. So we've actually completed 5 years at Microsoft. That's insane.
Wow. That's official. Oh my goodness. That means you get your crystal in the mail. Clippy comes and hands you a big publisher's clearinghouse check. I made that part up. I wish that was part of it.
That would make it all worth it.
You've just had Microsoft in your veins for a while now.
I know. So much so that I love doing research for this podcast because it just reminded me of my obsession with Microsoft. Let me pull up another really fun picture talking of Microsoft and Windows Phone, right? So this was an event with Microsoft Gulf. And I think this is actually when I was interning for them. It was the era of Windows Phone. Let's admit it. Okay, so the contest was, you know, can you come in and like tweet? And so the person on stage was doing it on a Windows Phone, and I had an Android phone on me back then. It was not staged. I was not a, you know, planted person in the crowd to do this. But we did it, and they tweeted faster than my phone did, and that's when my phone got smoked. A Windows Phone, and this is the Microsoft Gulf page where they have this picture of me, tagged me. And there it is, to show the world my obsession with Windows Phone.
Yeah. And for everybody listening to the podcast, it's a picture of Sweeky holding a giant sign that says, "My phone just got smoked by Windows Phone."
I tell you, it was
hashtag smoked by Windows Phone.
Incredible. I'm tweeting a picture right now of all these Windows Phone pictures because I think we're just going to get viewership from truly, there are Windows Phone fans. Like, I will go to conferences and guys will come up to me and go, "Hey, I know you work at Microsoft and you work on Azure and, like, you know, student stuff and everything, but could you talk to them about getting the Windows Phone back?" Like, there is a passionate, small but mighty group who loves Windows Phones. And I never got to play with one. I was only culturally aware of it once I joined Microsoft. So tell me about the Windows Phone. I need to understand.
I should send Chloe one of the gazillion devices that I just have lying around on me. Just like, I feel like I look around and I just like, so I have like, I did grab my 1520. So this is the original phablet. Look at it, it's the size of my face. So, and like to boot, I have a picture, like I put the, you know, it's a Xamarin's monkey on the unicorn sticker on it. If you were at the last Evolve, you probably saw me running around with this phone because that's what I had it. I wore it, like I took it with me everywhere. It was like, it was my claim to fame. It's like, so Chloe, basically imagine Windows on your phone. So with the cool tiles and, like, you know, flippy tile animations and, you know, merged in Microsoft experience on a phone, Nokia, indestructible. So this thing has gone through so many things. It went through the Universal ride with me, the Jurassic Park once it got wet, it's got thrown around, and it is solid. If I charge this up, it's going to turn on. So you got the greatness of Nokia and indestructible with the operating system of Windows. So, like, what's not to like?
So I feel like I was very cool in high school. I had a BlackBerry that maybe had Windows on it, but the idea of a Windows phone.
Wow.
Oh, I was very cool. I wanted a BlackBerry. I was so all about that full keyboard. Like, because back then, like, we basically had razors and, like, you know, flip phones. And once I was like a little businesswoman in, like, 10th grade, just, like, texting my friends. I needed full keyboard, okay?
Admit it. You just want to do, you want to text someone on Excel. Isn't that it? You're just doing a Kelly Rowland and you're just like constantly friends. Is that it? Is that
I really, really wanted a sidekick, a T-Mobile sidekick. Do you remember those that had like the full keyboard? So I feel like having a BlackBerry as a young child was me living out my sidekick fantasy because I had Singular Wireless. I did not have T-Mobile.
Well, and check this out. In the comments, Thindall was saying he had a Windows phone as well, and the 920 was pretty much dead. The battery would only hold charge for about 15 minutes. So they drove over it with their car. It still worked. Threw it as hard as they could into the road. Still worked.
Oh my gosh.
Just split into three pieces and took a lot of effort to get the screen to crack.
Wow. Hey guys, yeah. You know, all those jokes about Nokia indestructible, it's like, I've lived it. I believe it. Truly, truly incredible. Awesome.
And yeah. I've been on that Jurassic Park ride and I know how treacherous and wet it gets on that ride. So that phone is basically like a cooler. Like, I don't know how it's surviving.
It's huge. It's, like, it's so big. It's like, it's the only phablet I've ever owned. And honestly, no other phablet's given me joy. So now I just like, I'm just going to wait. Maybe they'll come back with a Windows phone. Who knows? But anyways, yes, that was a nice little tangent on, you know, my love for Windows phone.
I got a history lesson. Things. It was great. I got to learn more.
For sure. But yeah, just like, essentially though, all I essentially wanted to like highlight, I'm very young in my career. If anyone asks me, I still think I'm pretty young compared to everyone else. But it's just follow your, like, just do what you like. Like, I identified myself as like someone who likes Microsoft and I just like chased after my dream like a crazy person. But yeah, that's like, just do what you enjoy and like, and surround yourself with like fun people. Like I said, my teammates on the Imagine Cup project, they're in Microsoft right now. So I just feel like my success is like 75% contributed to just like everyone around me, like my friends, my coworkers, my colleagues, you know, my managers. It's like, she's like, just surround yourself with cool people. Like, find cool friends in school who'll do, you know, janky Imagine Cup and watch your Windows phone get smoked, you know, and like come do all these things with you. And then, you know, you might just end up where you want to end up. But yeah, it's like tech's great. I mean, I feel like tech is like, you know, I think it was it you, Chloe, the other day who tweeted like you came with your authentic self, you came with, like, for your stand-up.
Yes. Yeah. I sported my Britney Spears t-shirt, a great find in the Target men's section the other day.
Oh, yeah. Boys Excel t-shirt, by the way. And I had to roll up the sleeves. So, yeah. Telling you, men's section and boys section is where it's at. But yeah, it's like, I feel like everyone's journey into tech is like unique, right? I did, the only reason I probably hung out in our tech area for so long is just that we're just like, you can come to Microsoft as your authentic self and not feel, you know, like embarrassed or like this. I my team knows how quirky and weird I am and they accept me more for it, I feel like, and we're all equally quirky and weird that way. So I think that's how just like we all just like, it's not,
sometimes
it's
you just gotta find people who have the same weird as you and just be weird all together, you know?
So anyway, so we were at what? So let's see, let's go back to Sweeki in Dubai now, interning at Microsoft, feeling very cool about herself. Microsoft's like awesome that way. They were very supportive. They let me intern, you know, and I learned a ton, made a ton of cool friends. I think I got an Xbox 360 out of my interning gig, if I remember right, as a, you know,
what?
Intern gift. Yeah, internships in Microsoft are the best. They give you so much of free swag. It's awesome.
Wow.
Like, you want to get into the internship program for sure. Like, of course, you learn a ton of stuff.
Free Xbox.
Brandon. I have an idea. Let's do like a, what is it, 21 Jump Street, where they like go back to high school and they pretend they're high school students. I think you and I, we just kind of like put some cool hats on, we hold some skateboards, and we participate in Imagine Cup, we get an internship, so we can do all this cool student
stuff. I'll be your mentor. Yeah, I'll watch
for
you.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. That's a set plan. Set plan. So
call
yeah, I mean,
like, we're ready.
But yeah, for sure. So yeah, that was Dubai. And then I, after that though, to get to where I am today though, there was a break. I was in Boston doing my master's for a few years. And then of course came Xamarin, and now we're at Microsoft. So, and now I did feel like I completed my full circle. So yeah.
Wow. And then now, important question. Have you met Clippy in person yet?
I have not met Clippy, but I wanted to ask Brandon. Brandon, do you remember Acquisition Party where we got to meet Scott Guthrie?
I remember seeing him. I never got to shake his hand.
Oh, please. That was my moment. That was my moment.
You're just first in line, hand out, ready to shake.
Oh, he came in his red shirt. I was so happy. I was just like, initially, I was like, no, they're lying. There's no way he's in the building. He was in the building. He was 10 feet away from me. I just like, that's it. This is my moment. I walk up to him, give him my spiel. He met a curly-haired crazy person that day. Among all the other thousands of Xamarin employees that he had to meet that day. But I was like, I was very excited to meet him. I was like, oh my God, I love you. I'm like your biggest fan. I've read your books. I've read your talks. Oh my God. So
yeah, you were way ahead of me because, I mean, I don't feel this way anymore. But to be honest, when Xamarin announced the acquisition from Microsoft, I was kind of bummed. I was like, I really love working at Xamarin and I haven't really used a Windows PC and 5-10 years, and I don't know how I feel about this, but I love it now. It's an amazing company to work at. Obviously, we've been here 5 years, but I can honestly say I didn't know who Scott Guthrie was when he came.
you have to manifest that moment for yourself again, man. I mean, that was it. That was my moment. I was like, oh, so great. So great.
So I snuck off on my first day at Microsoft. This is pre-Panini, of course, a little over 2 years ago. And my first day at Microsoft, I snuck out to get lunch with my manager and with Ashley McNamara on our team. And I think that was the moment where someone in a Clippy costume showed up. So I missed my opportunity. I know it'll happen. I know on my journey at Microsoft, it just wasn't meant to be on that day. Like, we needed to meet under different circumstances, I think. In a Word doc, probably.
I will manifest that for you too. I'm going to add you in my daily thoughts now.
I love that for me. But you were talking about how you bring your full authentic self to Microsoft Wiki, and I have been loving your tweets. I started following you during Hello World, and you tweeted like the best thing the other day. It said, I always have three things going on in my life. And I think it was something like electronics, Legos, and a food.
Technically, it's a bread baking book because that's my thing now. So I feel like it got a lot more crazy during Panini, but pre-Panini, I was like getting into the whole, like, I'm gonna make my own bread. This sounds cool. So I was just like into the whole, you know, bread baking zone. And then that's when it went overboard. But yeah, so now basically my brain is just like, what's the next bread I wanna bake? Ooh, electronics. Ooh, Legos. So that's it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we're going over to Sweeky's house when we can go back there again because it sounds like a delicious, fun time.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Breaking bread is the best. No one realizes it, but your whole house basically smells like a bakery. There's no loss. It's like your house smells great. You have nice stuff to eat at the end of it. So it's like perfect. Love it.
So is that what you usually do outside of work? Like I know you were hacking on some really cool, like a Game Boy project, it looked like.
Yeah. 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 I do. So I do like a bunch of stuff. I feel like there's been like things all around that keeps inspiring me every single day to do different things. Electronics definitely is, just because we do so much of software every day. And I did study a bit of electronics in school. So it's like this unknown area that I want to understand more. So I'm constantly looking for, like, you know, ways to put my hands into it. So this is what I did hack on this weekend. So this is a DIY Game Boy. So you can actually see like the little motherboard and stuff inside of it. So it's like, it's a modular Game Boy. So you can actually plug in its regular Arduino microcontroller board inside of it. It comes with a cool little LED screen with all your, you know, keypad controls, open source hardware, open source operating system that runs on it. So essentially you can flash emulators to run, you know, your Pokemon game or play Tetris on this or play Sonic on this, or you can just build your own games. And it's been pretty awesome because, again, like you can see, I love gaming. So this is just like another way to sort of just explore things I like. And still just inside of enough technology, I can feel confident that I'm not doing stupid things. But, you know, also be able to, like, you know, course correct if I go crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I do enjoy that. And I recommend anyone who really likes, you know, Game Boys and just like wants to like just try, get their hands dirty, because it's a lot more satisfying than just going to a store and buying a Game Boy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because you can buy like these, you know, pre-made kits and you can flash stuff on it. But this is so much more satisfying. You can spend like a couple of hours putting it together and then you'll say, oh my God, I built it with my own hands.
So, and shout out to Jill, a previous guest on the show in the pod. She says, Sweekie is an icon. I'm so happy I logged on today. I know for a fact right now, if she's still watching, she is looking up this custom Game Boy thing right now because shout out to Jill. She's the reason that I bought the Nintendo Lego set. So lots of Nintendo fans. Awesome. In the chat.
Yeah. Well, Jill, if you are still listening, the company is called Clockwork Pie. You can just look them up. So this is the Clockwork Pie game shell. Yeah. So they do some cool stuff. And there's a bunch of other companies that do this too. So just like find what you like, honestly. But yeah, always keep learning. Here's my another lesson. And now I sound like Diego a little bit. But yeah, always keep learning. Why won't you keep learning? You should keep learning. I feel like it's something you need to keep doing, right? You need to keep, like, you can't always just be, oh, I do this for work. Don't let work define yourself. So find stuff to do outside of it.
I've been taking apart some Furbies and making some Beanie Baby taxidermy during the pandemic, getting my creative on. What about you, Brandon? What have you been doing as, like, your outside of work fun?
Well, ironically, what I do for work is also what I do for my hobby, which is really, really fortunate.
The official app of the pod. I just made a jingle for
Get Trends. That's right. I like Get Trends too. Brandon invited me to be the early tester for Get Trends and I felt so loved. I was like, yes.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah, I released that after the App Store, like just shortly, it's either just before or just after the pandemic hit. And what was funny was that was going to be, you know, I was like, everybody needs a pandemic project, right? And so I'll do this, thinking this is back in the day when the pandemic was only supposed to be, you know, a couple weeks, right? We're just going to lock down. It's going to blow over. Everything's going to be fine. And yeah, when I meet up with friends afterwards and they'll be like, what'd you do? I'll be like, I released an app to the App Store. And then what are we, 14 months later and the pandemic's still going and I'm still pushing out updates. So yeah, no, it's been a really, really fun hobby, kind of great distraction, kind of lose myself in some code and selfishly make something that I really wanted. And so hopefully other people enjoy it too.
If I may add to that app that Brandon's been working on, first of all, it's a great app. Anybody wants to check it out? It's like a great, like if you're like, hey, what does Xamarin do? That's what Xamarin does. That's how cool Xamarin is, number one. And number two, he's done so many cool contributions to the Xamarin Community Toolkit. And on behalf of the community, thank you, Brandon, because, you know, we're all benefiting
thanks,
from it.
Sweetie.
Put that in your Connect. Just put that clip in your Connect.
You should definitely add that to your Connects. I mean, I know you guys are talking about Connects. Oh my God, Connects are also not my, like, it's same like Brandon. It's like love hate. I like doing the feedback for other people. I'm like, yeah, they're such an awesome person, you know. But I'm like, right about myself. Oh, that's why I like this pod. I got to like explore past me and stuff I'd forgotten about. So yeah.
And we cannot go without mentioning, Sweekie, you're wearing a Disneyland shirt, which, if you've ever watched the show before, it's pretty rare. We'll get lost in a conversation sometimes, but we always touch on theme parks on this show. We got to ask you, it looks like you're passionate about the Disney franchise. Tell us about your passion theme parks.
Here we go. Well, on behalf of the Satpathy sisters, that's me and I, we have harangued our parents to take us to every single Disneyland in the world at this point, including when I was, I graduated from Boston. So I finished BU. Literally 2 days later, we flew out to Disney World. So we had a 5-day vacation in Disney World. We stayed in there and like we went to a park every, it was amazing. And unfortunately, the pandemic ruined my sister's version of her graduation, you know, gift. So we will get to that soon. But yes, I do love theme parks, Universal, Disney, just name a theme park. I love it. I think I'm a little Disney obsessed, I have to say. Now that I like think about it, I am fairly Disney obsessed. Although I don't like Mickey Mouse. I'm not the biggest Mickey Mouse fan. I'm more of a Donald Duck fan. I don't know why. I love Disney, love the man, love everything they do. But it's Donald Duck for me. I don't know. It's just like just something about Donald's, I don't know, character.
So what's your like priorities at a theme park? Are you like planning out your whole time? Oh. Are you being spontaneous? Are you getting like certain snacks? What's like the day in the park for you?
Chloe, no. It has to, I'm A grade anal about this. We grab the paper map. We optimize our route. Make sure we have the fast passes time for where we're going to go. Because then it's like, unless you do this, then it's like I said, our parents are dragged through this process with us, right? So unless we optimize this and give them like, no, we're going to make sure this is going to be worth your while because we have to get approvals from them. Are you coming in this ride with us? Are you going to go eat at this point? Okay, then we'll swap it out this way. So it's like completely planned. Like there's, we start the day with like one map, which is like in the back of my pocket. By the end of the day, it's all crumpled and crinkled because, you know, it's been like, oh no, we have to go here. We have to go here. It's all planned. It's like completely to the minute optimized timing to get every single, you know,
experience. Love this. This is my literal, I have a weekly reoccurring dream where I'm just really stressed out, making sure I hit all the things in the theme park I need to hit. I'm very much the same way. How about you, Brandon? Are you like more spontaneous or are you like us?
Oh gosh. So it's been a while, but I used to go to the parks all the time. Well, specifically in Orlando. So growing up in Orlando, my dad worked at Disney. He had a family pass that any of us could go for free anytime we wanted. And so I'm very, very spoiled. But I also haven't been like, I haven't really done Disney since I moved away from Florida. So it's been a while, but yeah, when we would go, it was more just kind of like, you're just hanging out at Disney. Like, hey, let's go to Epcot and grab some dinner. I heard there's a new show playing over here. And so it was much more of the relaxed vibe instead of, you know, when you're paying the fee for admission, that's probably, I mean, Disney's expensive, right? It's got to be near $200 for a day now. Yeah, you got to squeeze it all in. But yeah, there was something nice about just kind of casually strolling around Disney, and you do see everybody else. So yeah, the family's stressing out, running, and like kids crying.
Great people watching. Really great, like tattoos to look at in line, and people watching, and you know, I really miss just the experience. I'm more of a, I love animatronics, so I love any like slow paced ride, but I also just miss the parades, the live shows. I miss the entertainment, y'all.
For sure. I do miss that too. I love, they do the, every time they do the fairy tale story stuff, and then me and my sister will always go judge. It's like, that's a good beauty, no, Belle, there we go. That's a good Belle, that's a good Beast. That wasn't a good Gustave. Go away. So, yeah.
I think what I've also come to appreciate so much now that I work in STEM, because previously I always viewed Disney as an actress. Like I auditioned for Disney Cruise Line a bunch. I wanted to be a character at Disneyland. But now that I know like how different technologies work, especially robotics, I am so much more interested and fascinated in all of the different animatronics and pirates and like how they differ. The ones in Orlando differ from the ones in LA and like all of that, like all of the new, what is the Avatar ride? I've never been to the world, and I'm just so fascinated by how they make it like breathe underneath you and how they pipe in smells and like all of the science of it, of Imagineering, is so much more interesting to me.
They do pipe in smells, and I'm not sure if they're still doing it, but I know back in the day on Main Street that there is a bakery. Mm-hmm. And they would literally pipe in the smell of fresh baked cookies onto the street. So if you were walking past the bakery, all of a sudden you're smelling delicious, freshly baked cookies, and immediately turn right and go to the store and check them out.
I could go for a butterbeer right now. I would love to just be hanging out in Diagon Alley, drinking a butterbeer at Universal right now.
Yeah, it's like perfect Universal weather right now too. Oh, so good.
But do you have a favorite ride, sweet?
Please, it's like picking your favorite, I don't know, game or your favorite book. I cannot. I just can't do it. I can't even pick my favorite theme park. It's so hard for me. It's like there's some things you just cannot pick. Favorite book, favorite movie, favorite theme park.
Favorite bread.
Like, yeah, it's like so hard. Like, why would you do that? Why diminish the greatness of something else? You know, why? Like, everyone's good. They're all awesome.
Right. Oh, I miss theme parks. Shout out to theme parks. We miss you. We love you.
Can't wait to go back. Exactly.
Or rooting for you.
Cannot wait. Disneyland California is able to open up again?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's California residents only. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all California residents. So we could all go.
road trip. So we got to, we did a little Disneyland tangent because that's very important content. But what do you do now, Sweeky? What team do you work on? I know you work with probably a lot of folks we've had on the show before and clearly on Xamarin and things, but what is a day in the life of you?
What's a day in the life of me? Okay, well, so like I said, we work as part of the customer advisory team, right? So that's helping customers, so Microsoft customers trying to use mobile technologies, trying to use Azure in those mobile technologies. So it's a lot, it's very cool. We got to do really cool things, get to solve problems for customers. So it's like, I was describing this to Donna the other day. So it's like 50% of the time, it's a lot of people just like yelling at us. And but then 50% of the time, it's a lot of people telling us, we love your product. You guys are great. So yeah, it does. It's like, it's pretty cool. But yeah, so let's see. Let me find some stuff I can like share to talk about, just give you a better idea of what our team does. What do we have here? All right, so I'm pretty sure Alex was on the show. So yeah, so the GitHub, that's Zamcat GitHub. That's where kind of like, if you want to see stuff that our team is working on, some sample codes, just, you know, some side project, some just a POC or something, that's usually where we hang out for our code and stuff. This is the Xamarin customer showcase. So a lot of the customers you see here are customers that our team has worked with, you know, and helped them achieve all the cool stuff they talk about in, you know, each of these, you know, sort of customer stories, success stories. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
The Oscar statue itself? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so this is my favorite customer because the other one I helped with. So this is, so we have the Academy Awards and they have, it's, this is a really cool video. If you get onto this page, you should definitely watch. So the Academy essentially is trying to create a story to sort of, you know, make it more accessible for, you know, their members to access Academy news, watch, you know, nominated movies and things like that. So first off, the main thing that we helped them with was an Azure sort of migration. So from on-prem to move, so out of on-prem into the cloud. Once they got into the cloud, though, that's when all of the opportunities blew up for them. So then they were able to create a tvOS app. They have a mobile app now. They have their website. So the mobile app runs on Xamarin. So does the tvOS app. And that's what I had the pleasure to help them with. So like you can scroll through the customer success story. There's a lot of cool content that they talk about it. There's a Xamarin podcast episode we did with the engineers who worked on the app. And they talk about their experience using Xamarin, using Azure. It's a great episode. It's an awesome team. So that's kind of like what our team does. So, you know, we help out cool customers like this. You can hear a couple of other customers that we've worked with. We have more Xamarin podcast episodes. We're starting to like try and get you all more inside scoop, you know, on like successful customers doing cool things with Xamarin. Yeah, so that's kind of like, so, well, to be very honest, a regular day-to-day, though, in my team's life, if you want to know, we'll probably start with something. Obviously, we have a stand-up, right, every day. And I mentioned, like, we're a bunch of, like, goofballs. Let me explain to you how. So, example, we will have a stand-up, and then let me share this picture with you. All of a sudden, randomly, one day, someone will just, like, suddenly realize, hey, you have an interesting past, man. Let's talk about this. So we'll spend then the rest of our stand-up just making fun of each other, talking about cool stuff. So, like, this, for example, what you're seeing right now on screen is my band from college, because I played in a band in Dubai. We were called Whiskey Delta. We were very proud of that name. And as you can see, we were a rebellious band. You can see me in fluorescent green slippers, true to my Indian roots, wearing a kurta, but still being very cool and rock and roll, guys, being very cool and rock and roll. So a day-to-day is basically that. So all of us just like ribbing on each other, but then obviously coming serious talk about work. Then we go off, you know, do cool stuff, help our customers. And then out of it comes, like I shared, a customer story. We do podcast interviews, share what we've learned with the customers. We put out blogs. My colleague Ben, he just put out an awesome, you know, little Xamarin show video on how to do font embedding with Xamarin. I am going to be hopefully soon finishing up with my sample on how you use Chromecast with, you know, Xamarin Forms, what we helped the Oscars with. Yep. So gonna put out a sample for it. Gonna put out a blog post on it. Alexi's done a bunch of cool blog posts. He did one on doing a customized collection view, gesture based, you know, thingy, like drop drag and drop inside of a collection view in Xamarin. So yeah, that's kind of what our team does. So we try and make Xamarin and, you know, Microsoft tooling and Visual Studio just cooler and better for everyone. And yeah, so just kind of, I guess it all just like ties into my Microsoft story in a way. Like, you know, they nurtured me as in during my intern days and my, you know, student ambassador days, helping me be, you know, get skills and be a better, you know, version of myself. And now I get to pay back to the community and our customers. So
I love that. And I love that you were in this band, because I think it so much shows, even in your hosting on Hello World and as a guest today, like, I'm sure your experience in Whiskey Delta probably helped you with like presentation skills. God. And you're probably not really afraid of anything at this point.
You have no idea. I swear to God, this is one performance we get on stage, right? All of us, we've done a sound check and we're like, yeah, we're going to kill it tonight. This is our night. We get in. First song, first drum, our lead guitarist G-string snaps. And we're all just like, he literally doesn't have an instrument at this moment. The rest of us need to do something because our set has started. Right. So we just like, okay, let's just, so we just start doing this random improvised jam session while another friend of ours ran and grabbed his guitar to give to Ali. So he's like, you know, getting set back up with another guitar and tuning that up. And then the rest of us are just like, gonna keep playing, gonna keep entertaining. So it does. It's surprising. It's like the amount of like soft skills that have helped me, which I unknowingly picked up, because I don't think I was ever mindful of these things until like later on. So
the show must go on. Like, yeah, truly.
That's so for true. Sure.
Like, and like weird problem solving also. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's weird. If you think about it, there's like a lot of like odd connections, but yeah.
Yeah, just being able to think on your feet, be able to react to situations that are unplanned. That's a big reason why I recommend to folks just to take an improv class. Like, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be terrifying at first, but then you kind of break through that wall and you have a good time. But yeah, it teaches you just to embrace failures. Don't shy away from them. Almost lean into them. And so, yeah, if you're coding live, maybe you're on Twitch or maybe you're speaking at a conference and the internet goes out, roll with it, go with it. A lot of folks, or some folks will freeze up and go, I don't know what to do next because the internet's gone. Yeah, make it a game, make it fun. Like, make fun of it. It's
for sure.
It's a great way to go.
It's for one sure. of those things where, you know, people ask me all the time, how do I get more experience? Like, how do I become a better public speaker? How do I get more comfortable on stage? And there's something just so inherent about like being on stage, either be it a musical, in a band, and your adrenaline pumping so much and having to make split decisions that seem like 5 minutes in your brain, but really are 2 seconds in reality. I think those situations have helped me more than anything as my job as a cloud advocate, because I know that I've gone on stage with green makeup all over my hands and face and struck on accident. Like, it could get worse. Like, you know, like, you have something on your slide, but you can always go back. There's always a way to recover it. I think when those things were happening to me, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. It's the end of the world. But I'm so thankful that I had those experiences to almost like prepare my brain for my professional career in a way.
For yeah. sure.
It also for just helps sure. you understand, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, in our minds, obviously we're going to stew on it and be thinking about it, and it's going to be just occupying space in our brains for a couple weeks about mm-hmm. you know, how we messed up, but nobody else cares. Everybody else will just, they'll leave the conference, they'll leave the talk, they'll leave the show, and they'll forget it even happened. And they'll come up and tell you did an amazing job, because you probably did. But yeah, for some reason, just as humans, we obsess over that one little thing, and trying to just, you know, knock that out of your head is difficult.
It's also taught me to always have a backup. Like, now I'm like, okay, you know, not like an understudy, but like, oh, I'll have a video. If I have a live demo, I have a video backup just in case. Like, all of those like worst case scenario things that happen to you as a performer are like, I know that technology sometimes doesn't work. So for my live demo where I have to push this button, I'll have a backup plan just in case.
100%. Carry extra cables. I cannot tell you how important carrying like extra convert cables and like USB-Cs to A's, your HDMI. Carry extras. It's you never know. Honestly, you never know. And it's like, it just helps you feel better about it for sure. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you, both of you, congrats on your 5 years at Microsoft. Your crystals, I'm sure, will be in the mail soon. Now that you've been at Microsoft 5 years, what's next? Like, what do you see, you know, future speaking doing? I mean, are you going to revive the Windows phone? Like,
oh, man. Maybe. If I could, if I'm going to, like, start hunting for, now that I have some cred, because then I have, like, a 5-year little badge with me. Now I have some cred, some street, you know, cred. Oh, my God. I should probably never say that sentence ever again. But yes. Now that I have I am very excited, first of all, for .NET MAUI. And, you know, like you mentioned in the beginning, so watch out for Build, some excellent announcements coming up, I'm sure. We always have cool stuff to announce in Build, right? Definitely excited for .NET MAUI. Our team is coming up with some cool stuff, definitely looking for it. But yes, like now that you did mention it, it is my secret plan to revive the Windows Phone. So I can now officially start, you know, doing my, you know, searches and emails and pokes, like, you know, see where the secret project is happening, get stuff rolling. Let me see, what else? I am actually just like, honestly though, I like how evolving our technology space is. It's like, you try as hard as you can, you don't get bored. Like, there's always something new to learn, or there's always something new to learn and then complain about, or there's something, you know, always there for you to check out and be like, ooh, that's cool and new and shiny. I want to see what's going on. So it's, I do feel grateful and thankful of our area for basically this. It's a constant learning journey. And that I've kind of been trying all of last year also, just been taking an active effort to keep that, you know, learning and growth mindset. I know Satya keeps saying it too, but it sounds like buzzwordy and all that. But honestly, if you just think about it, it's kind of what you do on a, like, in unknowing, you kind of do that. If you're learning something new, you're watching a new TV show, you're listening to a new song, you know, you're like, you're constantly learning things. So definitely, like, I would, like, totally, like, that's what I've, like, very recently started to take away. Like, I constantly want to keep learning. So if that takes me to reviving the Windows Phone now, well, that's a happy accident, is it not?
If we have to make a reverend theme park, we will, okay?
100%. We will 100% do that. We will get that going. But yeah, I mean, just keep learning, man. That's what, like, that's kind of just like what I've been trying to just, you know, do. It's been a rough year for everyone. So, you know, everyone's coping in different ways. For me, it's been, like I said, food, Legos, and just like with the electronic stuff, it's just me learning. So just like, oh, I want to learn how this works. I want to learn how that works. So,
yeah. So much fun.
And if our friends in the comments have taught us anything today, is everybody loved the Windows Phone.
Oh my gosh, so, yes.
I mean, if
you have hundreds of people already, they're lining up to buy it again.
Yeah, because let's take a 30-second tangent, right? Let's just take a 30-second tangent. The AirTag stuff that Windows, like the Apple people launched, there was a similar tag concept with the Lumias, which are color-coded with your phones. Colored phones, are you talking about the new colored iMacs? Hello, Lumias had the best colored phones of their times way back when.
Wait, explain the tags to me. I'm an Android girl myself. What are these new tags?
So have you used the style Bluetooth tagging things that, you know, just like it's like a square. The company is called Tile. They do something similar. Now Apple has AirTags. Yeah, it's a similar concept. You just like put it on your keys, put it in your bag, and then you can. If you lose it, you can do like find my phone, but find my AirTag. So that's the concept. But way back when, if anybody wants to Google it, trust me, there was a Lumia version of that.
Bing it.
Oh, bing it. There's a Lumia version of it. It was like, it was so cool. I mean, so it was like tiles, right? As the user interface of the phone, and the tiles used to constantly animate and give you updates and stuff. That's kind of like the Apple tile stuff that they've been launching with their last iOS update.
Oh, the widgets.
So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, we've been there, done that with an indestructible phone, as we've proved. The hardware was solid. So, you know,
Here's the thing. If we all just, because all of these Lumia phones seem to have survived the apocalypse and like are all working. What if we all just bought a bunch of old ones? Well, you don't have to, Sweeky. You have like 5 of them with you there. And we start using them. And then if enough people start using the old software, they have to update it, right? I mean, is this the whisper campaign that we start? think
we
about
should
it
talk. Yeah, we should talk about this.
We have people idea. In the chat going crazy for Windows Phone.
I know, I'm just seeing Brandon pull them up. Okay. Those are really good Lumia phones. I love everyone's choices so far. I right now just have, I have the 950, which got updated to have the Microsoft logo on it. And I have my Lumia 1520 on me right now. So
incredible. Wow. So I used to bring around a Windows phone everywhere. I forget who, but earlier in the comments, somebody also mentioned that they'll bring their Windows phone with them and use it as a backup and also kind of an e-reader. And yeah, I just removed mine from my travel briefcase. I mean, not like I'm traveling right now during the pandemic, but yeah, it was sad. I didn't throw it out. I put it in a little box, a little lid on it. So
a little coffin.
If we're bringing back the Windows phone, I'm ready. I still have one.
I love this comment in the chat for fun for Vivek. Windows phone durability was God level. I think if we just show this to leadership, like, we gotta bring it back, y'all. This episode is just a use case for why we need to bring back Windows Phone. Right. Hashtag bring back Windows Phone.
Well, and Speaky exactly. knows Scott Guthrie really well. Oh, so
yeah. Well, it's questionable. We're just like, poke him. Do you remember this very hyperactive, small, curly head person who spoke to you for like 30 seconds, but in my head, it was like 5 hours?
And also, do you remember the Windows Phone?
You know what? I really hope I didn't shove it in his face or something. Like, I swear to God, I'm just hoping, because I did have my Windows phone when I met him. So I'm just like really praying to God. Like, I'm a huge fan. Look at my Windows phone. So,
we even have someone in the chat saying, can we open source the Windows phone store? Great question.
Excellent question.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your future at Microsoft is just
my next 5 years. Yeah. Yep, that's it. Sort of put it in my Connect top goal now. Bring back Windows Phone. There we go.
Goal is to bring back Clippy. You bring back Windows Phone. It'll be great. We'll just bring all the nostalgia back to Microsoft. Speaky, where can people find you on the interwebs if they want to check you out and follow you and find all your stuff?
So that's my Twitter handle on my name right here. So you can, I think that's like the best place to find me. The GitHub for Zamcat GitHub, that's like a bunch of us. I mean, all of us are in there. So you can find our code and samples. You can find me on GitHub over there. I am going to be speaking next month, actually, as part of the Cape Town MS Developer User Group. So May 19th, I'll be there presenting my Chromecast with Xamarin Forms, sample. And hopefully a blog post will be out by then, too. You can come check out my talk then. We'll talk fun things about Xamarin, talk fun things about how you can do cool stuff with Xamarin.
And check out Sweeky on Hello World, Fridays at 10:30?
30 PST. Yes.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming today, Sweeky.
Thanks
and
for having me.
We'll have to have you back once you bring Revive This Windows Phone.
Yes, for sure.
Bye, y'all. Have a good Wednesday.